continuation, the private whatever UFO thing. So it's actually interesting how there are, and this seems to be a fact, that there are things that the president of the United States is not allowed to see or learn about. Allegedly, President Jimmy Carter, back in the days, wanted to learn about this, to look into this information, but the then director of the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, who was no other than George Bush, this senior refused him that. And there's a man saying here,
to keep Carter in the dark. Since then, there have been several presidents who have alluded to the possibility of alien life.
This is not enough from outside this world. And yet I ask you, is there an alien force already among us?
They're a temporary employee. They're only there for 4 years.
You know, someone makes the point here that, you know, the presidents, they're just employees for 4 years, maximum 8 years. And they're out.
4 years, eight max. As soon as they're done with their term, they're out of there. And another president comes in. So why would they tell?
So how could they, for instance, why would they tell, for instance, for Donald Trump, the deepest secrets of the nation?
Deepest secrets when he could be out in a couple of months.
When he can be out in a couple of months, there's no way he's going to be read in on all of our nation's deepest secrets.
There's no way he's going to be read in on all of our nation's deepest secrets. He's just a temporary employee.
He's just a temporary employee. So then the question is, who is it that the people of America actually vote for? In a democracy, you're supposed to vote for a political party, a government. Because it's a good government here, it seems they vote for a president. Who's anyway not really in power, it seems. It's just a temporary employee. So who is really in power? Meaning, in this case, in charge of this kind of very important secret information.